A commercial boom is underway in downtown Fishers. Five major developments worth nearly $100 million are transforming 116th Street and nearby areas to create a new sense of place in Fishers. And Fadness has helped drive much of this change. Come January 1st, Fishers will officially become a city and he will be its leader. Residents of the new Hamilton County city won't notice much change at first, but they will start to learn more about Fadness, a Republican who will be the face of Fishers and a champion for its growth. Until now, he has worked mostly behind the scenes.
The biggest change people will see is that there's just going to be one individual more than anyone else speaking on behalf of the community and driving an agenda, which is just something we've never really had before.
Fadness wants to make Fishers a hub for entrepreneurs. This type of vision will gin up competition for startups and other businesses among its Hamilton County neighbors, Carmel and Westfield. But first, Fadness says, residents still need to be educated about what it means to be a city. One change is the city council expanded from 7 to 9 seats.
I don't think people really know what to expect. They don't know. Some people will say, well, this will be big government and now there's a politician running around. And other people will say, thank God we have a mayor and think it's exciting. And others will think, I have no idea what it means. I would put most people in that category, frankly.
At Claude and Annie's Tavern, off State Road 37 in Fishers, owner Bill Smith mingles with customers and gauges their feelings about living in a soon-to-be city. Most, he says, aren't thinking about it. He could be right. Only 15% of Fishers' registered voters cast a ballot in the May primary for mayor. Fadness won the six-way race with 4,200 votes. He wasn't challenged in the November election. Smith, a Republican who's not shy about ruffling feathers, still isn't convinced becoming a city was the right move for Fishers. Smith supported Fadness in the election and has confidence in him. But as January fast approaches, Smith is taking a wait-and-see approach.
I think now we're going to end up with a mayor. We could end up with a good one. We could end up with a Brainerd, perhaps a Ballard. I mean, there's a lot of variations as to what's a good mayor. I think when the mayor's vision is to use taxpayers' money to either reward their partners or cronies or whatever, that's not a good use of the government position. If it's to induce or incent development, increase the tax base, then I think that's a better use of it.
But one regular customer of Smith's Bar is looking forward to the city of Fishers. Sean Telby moved to Hamilton County from the United Kingdom about 16 years ago. He hopes Mayor Fadness can caramelize Fishers. Talby says that means projecting a bold vision and making executive decisions.
I'm sure January the 1st, we might be a bit foggy first thing in the morning anyway. So we'll gradually see how it's implemented. And there's going to be speed bumps along the way, obviously. But I think the transition should be very interesting and very positive for the town of Fishers, the city of Fishers.
Fadness's first move as mayor could come in February when he gives Fisher's first State of the City address. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Eric Weddle.